Connor Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Noral Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Sure. My name is Paula Galanzowski, and I am a 15-year resident of Fort McMurray with my husband and my two children. Came here with our, you know, the typical five-year plan, which has expired about 10 years ago. I am currently the executive director of United Way Fort McMurray and Wood Buffalo, and have been in this position since November 2024. My side hustle is also as a Catholic school trustee. The significance of that is just to say that I'm pretty well versed in the social profit world and what's happening in the city with issues and community, and so that's who I am.
There you go. Mm-hmm. How did you hit the ground running when you first got to Fort McMurray? Because it feels like you've been here forever.
Some days it feels like forever. Well, what was significant was that we moved here when my kids were just starting kindergarten and preschool. And so when you are coming into a new place and your kids are starting school, it opens up a whole new immediate social network.
Right.
Both my husband and I are pretty community-oriented people. Mm-hmm. He immediately got involved with minor hockey and was minor hockey president for many years. And then I started on with my school council, got to make some friends. Mm-hmm. And then from then I decided I was going to be a trustee, but in the meantime I was kind of looking for a place to land in terms of professional, where I wanted to be as a professional, because I'd come from a whole different background of government work and massage therapy and RCMP dispatcher and a whole range of things. And so once I got to Fort McMurray, that was really sort of the kickoff to my path into the social profit world and community.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. And so what brought you guys here originally?
Work. We came with my husband's work. He worked for Finning at the time, and now actually he's with Finning again. So
okay.
We've gone full circle.
And where are your kids?
They're still here.
Yeah.
One just graduated, and the other one is doing his motorcycle mechanic.
All right.
Apprenticeship through Harley-Davidson.
What school did they graduate from?
Merck. Well, one Merck, sorry, that's a lie. One Merck and one Immaculate Heart of Mary.
What's Immaculate Heart of Mary?
It started off as Sacred Heart, so
There we go. Yeah. Okay, so we have an ongoing count of Comp, Merck, Westwood. There's been a few of the new school, but we really don't count those. So just the top three. Comp is crushing it though. Like,
you hate to say it.
I hate to say it because I went to Merck, but Comp has some amazing graduates.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
They have some amazing graduates.
We really have some amazing education here in Fort McMurray.
We really do.
Which is something that I didn't know much about the town when we moved here. In fact, I thought it was, well, I pictured it much like sort of Sherwood Park in North Edmonton, where the industry was right in the city. So, and I was really kind of skeptical about, I don't know about the education. I didn't know about this, and I was a bit sour. But what turned me around was that I went to one of the first Heart of Wood Buffalo Awards.
Okay.
Ceremony, events.
Yeah.
And there I learned that there is a whole layer of community that we don't really see. Mm-hmm. They're like the worker bees of the community that keep the community strong and tied together and connected. And that's what makes this community really strong and supports it for the people who choose to come for their 2-year or 5-year plan and leave, or choose to retire here. But there's that whole layer of stuff that's happening that you don't really see, and we don't acknowledge quite enough. And that was what really made me realize that there's much more to Fort McMurray than oil and gas.
There you go. And so now you're working with the United Way.
I am working
with
the United Way.
So what is the United Way all about? I know it's going through a bit of a rebrand or I'll just call it a rebrand right now. Over the last few months, definitely, we've all read what's like has transpired. So I'm excited about you in a role. I know you. You work with my wife. You know, with Jason, with your other role. So I'm very excited to hear like what you have planned for the United Way.
So, well, I probably have more things planned than we have money for, but.
Me too.
I think we all probably do.
Yeah.
So United Way has gone through a whole, you know, transition in sort of leadership and you know, we've had some turnover in board members, and my goal was when I decided to take on this role was that we were going to really refocus our brand on rebuilding our relationships in the community with you know, not just agencies or donors, but being a good community partner. So while it is about, yes, we are a funder and we have to raise money because that's how we support our agencies that we fund, it really is about that connection because we're better together. That's what this region is about, right? That's what how it's grown, how it survives, is that we come together. And we've seen that through various things, flood, fire, pandemic, economy. You know, the community really comes together when there's a disaster, when somebody's in trouble. That's what makes us a great community. And so I wanted to take that and sort of internalize that in the United Way. And really, also we had to look at where our money was coming from. So industry has changed over the years. Industry's involvement in community has changed. Doesn't mean they're less supportive, they're just maybe supportive in a different way. And so, and then all of a sudden, or not all of a sudden, but also they are using sort of digital platforms or electronic platforms for donation and supporting community. And so we have had to figure out how we reconnect with industry and employees. And to also, I think it's a reminder to people, to everybody, that we compartmentalize industry, social profit, industry, community, industry. Industry is kind of this place. But the people that are working in the industry, in oil and gas, in contractors, in the big oil and gas companies, they are using just as many of the agencies and supports that anybody else is, right? And I think we tend to forget that that's how life works. It's not just industry supporting all these people that are accessing agencies. It might be your neighbor in the next cubicle. Your neighbor in the next cubicle. It could be your co-hockey coach, your assistant hockey coach. It could be anybody that you are sitting around or working with or in touch with on a daily basis that is using one agency or another for whatever support. And so we really need to bring home the fact that industry is really community. It's not separate.
That was awesome. There we go. I like that. I was speechless. I was like, I was in on that message.
I just came up with that right now.
Yeah, well, hey.
Hey, that's how we do this whole podcast.
That's right. That's exactly it. No, you nailed that. Oh, that's really exciting. So what are some upcoming fundraisers that we can hear about?
So what we're doing as an organization is that we're not doing the typical fundraisers that you may have seen in the past couple of years.
Okay.
So, and the reason for that is that we're not events. We don't have the capacity to do events.
Yep. No, keep going.
So we're small but mighty.
Right.
And so we are really focusing, like I said, focusing back on making those connections and really driving home the message that while it is about money, the connection is almost more important. And so we're focusing, kind of refocusing on workplace campaigns with our campaign is coming up. We're kicking it off next week on Wednesday, where we'll announce our ambitious goal. And so it's going to look a little bit different this year. It's not going to look like, you know,
big flashy events.
We're bringing it back home. Okay. So one thing that is coming up though is we are partnering with YMM, with the airport.
Okay.
And they are supporting us again with Pumpkins and Planes. Is it Pumpkins and Planes or Planes and Pumpkins? Anyways, it's their Halloween event.
Yeah.
They did sponsor us too with an Easter event the last couple of years. Neither of us had the capacity this year to do it. I mean, it's tough, you know? It's tough for every organization, and they're doing their best to support us, and we really are grateful that they're taking this on again for us.
Yeah.
But that's on the 28th. I'm looking at you, Anna. 25th. Of October.
Yeah.
And there's an Eventbrite. We can tag all of that information for people who want to take their kiddos out to the airport on that day and yeah. have some fun and do some crafts and have a contact. Get treats and yeah. have a costume contest.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. So that's kind of our main one. The other ones are really through workplace. Mm-hmm. Right, Curl is an amazing supporter. Albion, Imperial, CNRL mm-hmm. has been a great supporter. So that's kind of where we're focusing our small but mighty energy mm-hmm. is reconnecting mm-hmm. with those agencies or with those organizations and industry as well. So
yeah.
so it is going to look different this year.
A lot of yeah. changes. Like there has to
of,
be.
There are a lot yeah. of changes. We actually, when I first came on, I presented to the board that I wanted to do a new strategic plan because there hadn't been a really sort of good involved strategic plan for a couple of years. And luckily they were on board with that. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure that they would be, but they've been incredibly supportive.
Yeah.
And what that did, I know some people are like, oh, strategic plan, so fluffy. Like, what does it even mean?
Yeah.
And I'm a huge believer because what it did was it brought our board members really together. They all really came away with the realization that, oh, they were all there for the same reason. Their, mm-hmm. our values meshed. They were all there for the right reason. We have a path ahead, and it's really just building up our capacity, building up our ability in the community to educate and be aware and be sort of an expert on community issues.
Mm-hmm,
and mm-hmm. I mean, it's perfect for me because I'm nosy. I like to know what's going on.
Yeah.
So I get involved, I get invited to all sorts of interesting tables and conversations. And,
yeah.
And we are reimagining, no, I shouldn't say reimagining. We're refocusing our funding efforts on being a little bit more strategic.
Mm.
So while we're not moving away from agency funding, but yeah. that remains the same,
yeah.
we also are looking at funding more collaborative and innovative initiatives
okay.
that have a greater impact. So that is this whole separate conversation than the community campaign, but
yeah.
but still we're looking at really being able to how we support the community. It's not necessarily just agency by agency, which is also critically important,
mm-hmm.
But it is also looking at how groups are working together and how we can support those bigger impact initiatives.
Really cool. Well, listen, Tanner just tapped his phone. That means he's ready for his segment called the Max City Minute, brought to you by Carrie and Patchouli Rose. Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
All right, question number one. What do you believe is the most underrated part of Fort McMurray?
Ooh, I didn't know there was a pop quiz.
Never
the,
do.
The underrated part of Fort McMurray really is what I just talked about, the power of community that we don't really see, and the people.
Question number two. What is one thing you bring to the table for the United Way that is unique to you?
Hmm. I have... I'm not really scared of much, which is why one time I was a math tutor and I was not in nowhere near qualified to be a math tutor. I'm not really scared of much. I have big ideas. Sometimes they don't always work. But I think, and this is not to say anyone else didn't have this, but I place a high value on the relationships. Relationships, nothing happens without relationships.
Question number three, what is something you feel like you gain personally from working with United Way?
Oh, so many things. I personally, like, I'm a lifelong learner, to be cliche. So there's a lot about being an executive director in this role that I am learning. I already kind of knew a lot about the social profit sector, but being, you know, running an agency, I always said, maybe I shouldn't say this, I always said I would never be an executive director, and especially I didn't want to run an organization that was responsible for raising money, but here I am. So I seem to put myself in situations that I think are maybe what I didn't think that I wanted, but I actually do.
Yeah. Question number four, what is a change you're most excited to roll out when it comes to the United Way?
Oh, I think that one of the biggest changes that I really want to roll out, and it's not really a change, it's more just a bringing it back home, bringing it back to community, and what this means, really, community is just it's not just a buzzword. That's really what this is about, and bringing people together. That's what I'm most excited about, is being able to look at what's happening in our community, economically, social issues, and being able to sort of navigate that through this lens of this organization and find ways where we can have the greatest impact. And that's not necessarily through dollars, although dollars are great, don't get me wrong, but it's also how we interact and how we move around in the community and how we contribute otherwise, just individually, as employees, as a team, and then as a team together, and then as a board, as a whole organization. So that's what I'm most excited about.
And your final question, if you could get up close and personal with one animal, what animal would you choose?
Ooh, I would be, it would be an elephant.
Those have been your five questions.
Yeah.
The animal questions always get me. Okay.
People love animals, dog.
People love animals.
Right?
Yeah, it's a thing.
They're a huge connector.
Yeah.
For some people.
Yeah, for some people.
Other people don't like animals.
Yeah, I didn't like animals forever.
Really?
I still don't love animals.
Who doesn't like animals?
Oh, don't even get this kid started. Yeah, like me. I just, like, this summer was the summer of the dog for me. Like,
he didn't like dogs until this summer.
And so, oh, I know, it's been a problem to the point where EK.
Yeah, you should have brought your dog.
You should have brought my bulldog.
Oh, you should have. I love dogs.
Next time, please bring them. Dog friendly.
Yeah, big. Big dog person out, like to the point where EK will talk about it afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, got a little bit upset with me on our vacation more than once, being like, jealous of dogs. I was like, you need to chill, it's a dog. But yeah, other from that, like, animals and me,
that's funny.
It's been a whole,
like, he doesn't have a favorite animal,
just it's just like weird.
Yeah,
right?
I had some traumatic experiences in the jungle when I was a kid.
We'll
leave it at that. Not everybody goes to the Amazon jungle when they're like a child and like interacts with animals on that level. So
that's very true.
So that means you don't like bunnies now? Like, what do we?
Oh, I have a really sad bunny story, but anyways,
probably not.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be uplifting, not sad.
Yeah. Tell that to the animal hater.
Yeah, I know, it's a thing. I'm working on it. So in regards to, I want to double back to your kids a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Did you think when you moved here, they were going to stay here?
I didn't know. Mm-hmm. And if I were to be totally honest, I would tell you that when we moved here, mm-hmm. my attitude was I didn't want our kids to graduate here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't want them to know that site or industry or oil and gas was the only path.
Yeah.
And that was coming from a place where I didn't know about the education system here. I mean, I didn't know much about the education system at all because my kids were just in kindergarten and EAP.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got here and got involved with school council,
mm-hmm.
and I remember my first tour, we had a school council meeting at Merck, and I was blown away. I was stunned because that was in the 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And Shell was still here, and Shell, there was the labs, the industry sponsorships, the robotics. It was, I was like, I didn't even know. I was like, I had no idea
mm-hmm.
that this was even a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. The amount of capital that's put in there, like mm-hmm. that robotics, like I worked for Acuren at the time, the amount of money, and not just money, like you said, for the time, we had engineers that mm-hmm. went there for all the skill programs that the kids go. I would practice interviewing with them before they went. Like, it's like you said, money's great, but you got to put
time is important.
Yeah.
And that's something that not a lot of people have had typically in Fort McMurray. They haven't had a lot of time, so money flowed.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah,
you know, when I moved here, it was $8 million. That was the thermometer. And you know, and United Way at that time wasn't really on my radar. I was just new to the community. We weren't really sort of that connected yet.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I just sort of heard peripherally that we were the highest contributing per capita. And you know, and then that's really reflective of that. That's the bellwether of economy, right, in a community, right, as you see the goals go down every year.
Mm-hmm.
But I specifically remember, do you remember when Malcolm Gladwell came?
Oh, 100%. Yep.
Were you there?
I was not. I missed him. Like, no, the answer's no.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Malcolm Gladwell came, and when they had the library speaker series, which was awesome, and someone stood up and said, okay, we want, so-and-so and I want to start this organization, but we can't, we're having problems getting volunteers. We can get as much money. We can get money. We can't get people to give their time. Mm-hmm. And he said, so take their money.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think that was really reflective too of that time, that, you know, in the environment, that the community, it's a buzz, right? Everybody's busy. The traffic is full. The stores don't have any bananas. And that was just that was a weird time to move here. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But there's time now. I feel like that whole, the vibe has settled. We're sort of settled into a more balanced reflection of the community our size, which is why I know that our donation, our thermometer goals have gone down every year, but really what's happened is I won't say reckoning is not the right word, but we're really now more proportionate to a community our size.
Right.
Right. So we're more proportionate to, say, like Red Deer, like this, what we're raising or what our goals are going to be are more proportionate. To a community our size. And so we all have to get used to that, right? We all have to get used to the fact that this is a new normal for us, but it's kind of a normal for our demographics and the size of our community.
Yeah, there you go. Well, listen, Tanner Tapped his watch. That means we are out of time. But before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Ooh, and anybody I want?
To anyone, anything?
Like, okay, you know. So... What? Are you going to edit this, right?
Nope. You can just say it out loud.
Yeah. I want to shout out to, we have had some really incredible support from Harvard Media through this whole thing. We don't have a whole lot of money to spend this year on promotion, and they've been very generous with us with time and gift in kind and commercials. And I also want to shout out to Cal Tire, because they did we did Tools for School a couple weeks ago.
Very cool.
And they did the deliveries, and they showed up in full force and delivered in record time to the districts. That's and awesome. They're going to be setting up at Walmart on September 13th from 1 to 4, giving out lists and collecting more Tools for School. So more school supplies, snacks. So if you see Cal Tire at Walmart on September 13th, which is next weekend. Nope. What day is it? Next weekend. Anyways, they will be there on September 13th.
This isn't coming out today, so.
Anyways, they will be there. So collecting for, and everything goes to the schools. And one last thing I want to say is that all of our dollars stay local. Everything we raise, anything we get in kind, the sort of the Tools for School, everything stays in the region. Nothing goes outside of our region. So thanks to Harvard Media and thanks to Cal Tire.
There we go. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.